You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Gordon Chang, at Gordon G. Chang, my colleague and co-host, and the alliance arrayed around China's aggression. We go immediately to a headline in the Washington Post in these last days. U.S. military poised to secure new access to key Philippine bases. And we call upon our colleague who can inform us about this. This is James Fennell, who's a government fellow at the Geneva Center for Security Policy. But in his day job for many decades, U.S. Navy captain, now retired, served as Director of Intelligence and Information Operations of the U.S. Pacific Fleet. Jim, what is new here? The Philippines, as I recall in my 20th century history, the U.S. left its permanent bases there. Are we going back and why now? Good evening to you, Jim.
Oh, good evening, John and Gordon. This is a good signal that we have this upcoming announcement with Secretary of Defense Austin's visit to the Philippines and the region right now. And from everything that we're reading and hearing is that we're going to have an extension or expansion of the Enhanced Defense Cooperation Act that was passed by the two countries in 2014, which allowed the United States to basically return military presence to the Philippines after it was cut off in 1992 after the vote by the Philippine Senate. So basically for about 25 years, the United States military didn't really have any access to Filipino bases. And the EDCA agreement, Enhanced Defense Cooperation Act, allowed us to rotate through selected bases that are still under the control of the Philippines, but now have U.S. presence. And those include Clark and three others. And this allows us to operate on a routine and regular basis to enhance the defense of both the Philippines and U.S. national interests in the South China Sea and in the region. This new announcement is expected to add in two more bases, one up in the north in Luzon, and then maybe one down in the South China Sea in Palawan Island.
Gordon, you have a question for Jim.
So, Jim, why has the Philippines changed their attitude? Because in 1991, 1992, anti-Americanism was really strong. Now it seems we're back. What accounts for the difference?
Well, I think a number of issues. One, obviously, is China. The number one issue is China is a major threat. But if you go back and you look at what the United States Department of Defense and State Department, in one of the few cases in my experience where we really worked in close cooperation and coordination with our Philippine partners to essentially correct what happened in 1992 and allow us to come back because the Philippines doesn't have a military to defend themselves. And so people with saner minds in the Philippines said, we need to have something. And the Americans have been with us for a long time and we want them back. And so it took over 10 years to get the EDCA, but when it came in 2014, it allowed us to come back and operate. I would also say that after 9/11, starting in 2003, 2004, 2005, the United States military set up what they call Joint Special Operations Task Force Philippines. And our special operations forces were working closely with the Filipinos to circumvent the terrorism threat in the southern portions of the Philippines. And I think those efforts showed good faith on the Americans' part to help the Filipinos with their defense defense efforts. But as again, we've talked before, a lot of that was put at great risk in 2012 with the Scarborough Shoal incident, where we didn't back up the Philippines in terms of what the Chinese were doing when they took Scarborough. And then you had President Duterte come in and basically amplify those attitudes that you referenced in the 91 timeframe when the Philippine Senate voted the United States military out. So it's ebbed and flowed. But what we're seeing now with the President Marcos back in is a movement closer back to the United States. And that's because of the defense threat issues that the Philippines have to deal with. And one of them is the big one is China and what they're doing to steal their resources in their economic zone, exclusive economic zone in the South China Sea, and also the impact that would be thrust upon the Filipinos if China were to invade Taiwan. It wouldn't just be invading Taiwan. The war would surround the Philippines and may involve the death of Filipinos because Americans are operating down there and the Filipinos could get in the way.
Palawan Island, you mentioned that, Jim, and you've been to Palawan Island. And you tell me that the Philippines, what forces they have are based out of Palawan Island. Does that give it an advantage to the U.S. that is not now present? Because I note that it flows right into the South China Sea. Is that a plus?
Yeah, it's a strategic location. You know, if you fly from Clark or Subic, taking Navy ships down from Subic or Clark up in the Luzon Island, it takes much longer to get down to the South China Sea, to Second Thomas Shoal and some of these other Filipino areas. The Spratly Islands. So now if you operate U.S. military, naval and air forces and special operations forces and army and these new marine littoral regiments that can operate out of these islands, Palawan down there, you're going to be right in the middle of the disputed territories. And it's going to complicate China's ability to have this kind of dominance over the South China Sea since they built those seven islands and bases here over the last decade.
So this is a strategic move on the chessboard, then, to regard this agreement.
Yeah, this is very important. And so I give kudos to the current administration for following through on it. It's been a bipartisan effort and, as I said, State Department, Defense Department combined effort. And I think it's a plus for America. And we've been friends with the Filipinos for a long time. And I think there's a lot of shared going back, obviously, to World War II and General MacArthur.
Gordon, you have a question.
Jim, Secretary of Defense Austin is in the region, went to South Korea, going to the Philippines. It seems like the whole region is now starting to coalesce with the United States, because this is Austin's been back in the region so many times now. Your thoughts about where we are going region-wide with regard to China and with our allies and friends?
I think we're on the right track. I mean, we talk about allies and partners being our strength of our system in our defense alliances are key. And so we're starting to follow through with them. My two big concerns are, one is, what are we doing with India to bring India into this as well? And then secondly is the speed with which we do things. We talked about Palawan Island. There's a little bay up there, Ulugan Bay, Oyster Bay, that's a little base that the Filipinos had and the Americans operated out of in World War II. Very small. You have to have very shallow draft warships to get in there. They're really small PT-sized boat facility. American naval vessels today can't operate there. We've been visiting there and telling the U.S. government and telling the Filipinos that we should dredge this so that bigger, deeper drafted ships can operate there, and we still haven't done it. And this has been known for at least two decades. So the speed with which we do things in places like the Philippines has to accelerate, in my opinion.
And final thought, less than a minute, Jim. This move by the Navy right now, moving into East Asia, does this check, as far as you can understand, does this check an invasion of Taiwan? Because we hear numbers now, including a war in 2025. Is this a counter to that? We have less than a minute.
This is an effort to counter that, but there's also new reporting out by the GAO, I think, that came out yesterday talking about U.S. Navy ship utilization rates that are way down. And then if you look at the budget submissions from the administration, they're still not what is needed to really be an effective counter. So we're thinking the right way, but we're not acting the right way yet.
James Fennell is a government fellow at the Geneva Center for Security Policy. He's a retired U.S. Navy captain. worked as Director of Intelligence and Information Operations, U.S. Pacific Fleet. Gordon Chang, at Gordon G. Chang, Gatestone Newsweek in the Hill. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
We all make choices. When it comes to alcohol, kids make choices whether to drink or not.
Bye, Dad.
Bye-bye.
Remember, I'm going to Alex's party tonight and sleeping over.
Hey, Em, have a seat for a second. Remind me about that party again.
And adults make choices whether to talk about it. That's true of parents and every other trusted adult in a kid's life. Kids want to know our expectations when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. They want guidance and honest answers to their questions. And it makes a difference when the message is consistent and part of everyday conversations. So talk with your kids and help lead them on a positive path. Because when you talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
COTA just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your COTA fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.